Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability says Dexter Reed Jr. fired first at the five Chicago police officers who engaged him in a traffic stop last month. But some experts say the video footage from the incident that cost Reed his life doesn't clearly show who shot the first bullet. Craig Futterman is a law professor at the University of Chicago. He says it's also uncertain how one of the officers was wounded in the shootout.
It is unclear from just watching that video whether that officer, Officer St. Louis, was shot by fellow police or whether he was shot by Mr. Reed.
Futterman expects ballistic evidence to show what happened that day. An investigation is ongoing. And some more news on this story. Julius Reed, the brother of Dexter Reed Jr., was arrested at a protest Tuesday night following the release of body cam footage showing the shooting. The Sun-Times reports Julius Reed was charged with misdemeanor battery and resisting arrest and that he was unarmed. According to the Sun-Times, after Julius Reed was taken into custody, activist groups called for his immediate release on social media. The Indiana Attorney General filed a lawsuit Wednesday against 22 manufacturers of chemicals found in the state's drinking water. PFAS is short for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. They're known as forever chemicals. They're used to make everyday products resistant to water, heat, stains, and grease. And they're toxic. AG Todd Rokita's lawsuit alleges that manufacturers knew this and hid it from the public.
For decades, companies have deceived regular everyday Hoosiers and hid the research showing that their products were in fact extremely dangerous. And they did it while making millions of dollars in profits.
The lawsuit seeks to hold manufacturers liable for the costs of remediation and further monitoring. Illinois filed a similar suit last year. Chicago Public Schools has improved access to art education, but still has a long way to go. That's according to a new report. More art teachers have been hired, but most elementary students still get less than 2 hours of art a week, and most high schools offer few options. Nicole Upton is the executive director of Ingenuity. The organization published the report.
The arts are part of the core curriculum, period. They're not an extra. And so we have to use the data to help remind people, if this is really part of the core, if we really believe in this, then what do we need to do to make sure that the kids who have the least don't have the least anymore?
There are also a few dozen schools that can't find art teachers to hire. After a year with high heat and major flooding, the Chicago Office of Emergency Management and Communications hosted a workshop Wednesday to help plan ahead for any extreme weather events this summer. Kayla LaRiviere is the manager of emergency management services and led the workshop. She says the department is working with older people on the south and west sides to help people more severely impacted by extreme weather stay safe. LaRiviere recounts the department's response after the July flooding that severely impacted people in Chicago's Austin neighborhood as an example.
Going into people's homes, doing those damage assessments, hearing them in community meetings and what they need to be more responsive and recover quicker from that type of a disaster, knowing that they may not have all the financial capabilities that other people in the city might.
The office is encouraging people to download the Chicago OEMC app for weather advisories and to drink lots of water during extreme heat. Here's one more thing you should know today. Chicago's Pride Parade will be smaller this summer because of safety and logistical concerns. Organizers tell Block Club Chicago the number of floats, marching bands, and groups will be limited to 125. That's down about a third from the nearly 200 entries last year. The parade, held in the Lakeview neighborhood, will also start at 11 a.m., an hour earlier than last year. Organizers pointed to concerns about the city's capacity to manage a range of large events throughout the summer for the change. The parade is scheduled for June 30th. Today's weather, we're expecting rain and a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and windy, with the high reaching 60 degrees. Later today, once you start looking for it, you'll find fat phobia everywhere. My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to producer Sarah Stark about the unexpected ways anti-fat bias shows up in our daily lives, including the workplace. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namibette. Thanks for listening.